It's actually a very, very complicated question to answer, because we need to sort of pull the term apart. If we sort of strictly speak of the term Renaissance, it's a French term and it means the rebirth. And if we look at the Renaissance as a rebirth, it's been defined since the 19th century as a rebirth of particularly an interest in the classics, both visual and literary and also philosophical. So there is a kind of like sense of a historical period that defines itself by referring back to an earlier period, both in competition with that period, but also in emulation of it. So that's kind of a traditional understanding of the Renaissance. That's a term which was introduced in 1885 for the first time by a French historian called Jules Michelet. And he wrote a book called The History of France. And what he was putting forward there is the notion that France in the 19th century was the successor to the Italian Renaissance of the sort of 15th century, because like the Italian Renaissance people of the 15th century broke with the dark Middle Ages and sort of brought in a new age of enlightenment, the French of the 19th century were actually doing the same. So it's actually seen as a period label, as something that denotes an entirely different approach to thinking about yourself and your place in the world. The Renaissance can also mean something totally different, though. It can also be a stylistic label, which then becomes less associated with chronology and becomes more associated with kind of philosophical ideas that underpin it. And a lot of the time, I think that's the problem we have when we're talking about the Renaissance. Do you mean time, like 1350 to 1600? Or do you mean a thing, an expression? So it's messy. It's a messy term, and you need to define what it is you're talking about before you use it.